Ravi Singh owns an Indian grocery store in South Nashua. He outgrew his original location 5 years ago.
We had to move out from that location because the Indian population in Nashua grew drastically. This is, I could say, it's probably four times bigger than what we had when we started in 2001.
Singh's experience is borne out in statistics. Ross Chattel has co-authored a report on the state's foreign-born population at the University of New Hampshire's Carsey Institute. He says that the state's Indian population has increased 40% since the year 2000.
And the 40% is from a relatively low base, but now that base is significant. And that group represents the second largest country of origin group behind only Canada.
Karthi Chandra of Merrimack sits at her kitchen table, stirring mint from her garden into a glass of lemon water. Chandra is one of thousands of Indian immigrants who migrated here for jobs in the computer industry.
There was a great need of programmers. They've pretty much settled down here. They're raising families here.
Like the majority of Indian immigrants, Chandra is Hindu. She walks over to her puja, a sacred space in her home adorned with religious prints, statues, and incense burners. Chandra points to her collection of deities.
And this Shivalingam, I got it from my grandmother, gave it to me. It's about 70 years old.
What is this large
piece? That is large piece is an idol of Subramaniam. So every day I light the lamp, you know, I make some offerings of fruits.
And while Chandra finds comfort in her household shrine, she misses having a communal place of worship.
But you know, I'm part of a meditation circle now. The energy when you all sit and concentrate and meditate is unbelievable.
Chandra is a member of the newly formed Hindu Temple of New Hampshire. That organization is raising funds to rent a hall with at least 1,800 square feet and plenty of parking. They've already hired a priest. Dorswami Subramani is president of the Hindu Temple organization. Perhaps the group's biggest challenge, says Subramani, is creating a one-size-fits-all place to worship. India, he says, is not a homogeneous nation.
If you go to the southern part of India, you have four states, but you have four different languages. Then if you go up north, there is about 12 different languages and 12 different cultures. Each culture, they build a temple to their likings. What we are trying to do in Nashua, trying to make it so it's for all the communities who are in this area.
Ichani Chowdhury directs public policy at the Hindu American Foundation in Washington, D.C. She says the mixture of cultures is not the startup group's biggest problem.
Their biggest challenge is definitely the finance to get a temple running. It may be easy to get a hall and to get a priest, but to maintain that for extended periods of time may be more difficult.
Lunch special at 7:50, you got a dal, vegetable, plate.
And it is a very long process to collect all the donation and stuff like that.
Indira Shalat owns a small vegetarian restaurant in Nashua.
And especially the way economy is right now, it will be hard to get the donation.
But like many Indian residents here, Shalat pines for a temple that's nearby. She remembers when she was a young girl.
And we used to go to temple every single day, in the morning and in the evening. And that's how we are brought up.
Shalat now attends a Hindu temple in Lowell. Most Indian-born residents in New Hampshire, however, travel to the larger temple in Ashland, Massachusetts. The Sir Lakshmi Temple in Ashland cost $4 million to build. Subramani, New Hampshire's temple president, says this state is 2 to 5 years away from building a temple of its own. Meanwhile, the group is struggling to come up with the funding to rent a temporary space. For NHPR News in Nashua, this is Cheryl Rich-Kern.